Spoiler alert, I watch a lot of Bravo, and when I'm not watching Bravo, I'm sitting in the cloth having a moment of spiritual growth, and when that's not happening, I'm living here in New York where there is a lot to do and not a lot of time to do it. The last thing that I want to be thinking about, let alone worrying about, is my hair. Now, I have wavy hair naturally. It also has color processing, which is surprising because I am a spiritual blonde. And as a result, I don't want to have to worry about frizz. That's why I love Way's anti-frizz cream. It works for my hair texture. It works for having wavy hair. It smells great. There are notes of bergamot, Italian lemon. You guys know I just went to Italy. It was for moments like this, violet and more. Having used a lot of products in my hair in the past, I don't like a heavy feeling, especially when you have wavy hair. That's incredibly important, which is why I love the anti-frizz cream. It makes my hair look like me just a little bit better. Way's new anti-frizz cream provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. It helps reduce and repair split ends. And according to a consumer perception study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. And I would like to know what that consumer perception study has to say about some original cast members of The Real Housewives of New York. You'll be way obsessed with Way's bestsellers. They're leave-in conditioner, detox shampoo, hair oil, gloss, and so much more. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code Andy for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code Andy. C'est bon.
Here's to those who wish us well, and those who don't, always leave an iTunes review.
Oh, sorry, are we starting? I already had pita chips in my mouth.
You guys, it's Andy's Girls. It's episode 6 bajillion. I don't remember. I would check, but I don't care enough. I think it's like 65, 66. The devil's number if it's 66.
Ramona's age.
Right. It would be mid-20s plus if that was such a thing for SoundCloud and iTunes. You guys, it's Andy's Girls episode whatever. I am so excited to have taken Andy's Girls on what feels like a national tour because I just went from Manhattan to Brooklyn. Is that where I am right
yes.
now? Oh my God. And I'm so thrilled to be joined by comedian, writer, Real Housewife, super fan, Allison Livey. Allison!
Thank you for having me.
Thank
so
you
fun.
For having me. We're on Allison's version of the People's Couch. And I'm so happy to have just hopped on the 4 or 5 for just a couple stops.
Just a few. And it's like local too right now, this weekend, I'm sure.
I don't know what it was. At first I couldn't sit down and I was like schlepping our hashtag new audio. And I got slightly nervous, and then I got a seat. So I was like,
"Oh, it's amazing! You get a seat. I can sit on the subway forever."
Right? I was like so happy. And so a mutual friend set us up, introduced us.
Yes.
Now we're dating.
Yes.
I'm like super into it.
We're like Real Housewives relationship.
Yes. So you have written for like every comedy known to mankind.
A handful of TV shows.
Writer, your Twitter handle, which is @AllisonLivey, right? It's so funny, sassy.
Very sassy.
So
when it's a lot of food opinions too.
Oh my God,
it's mostly just me being like, chips are important.
I mean, like, is food a thing if there isn't an opinion attached to it?
Strongly agree.
And chips are important. What's your favorite chip, Allison Livey?
I really like just a no frill, like a Ruffles. It's weird to say no frills because they're inherently kind of frilly, but
oh my God, you're
regular,
like,
non, you know, just like with a bunch of salt.
You rock it old school. I haven't heard of a Ruffle in
a
long
time. Ruffles are so good.
Now I think Ruffle, I think of like whatever the fuck Tinsley is wearing.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
I mean,
Ruffle
it goes both
much
ways.
More Tinsley than
but
those
I like
chips.
Yours more,
yeah.
I think.
When you open up a fresh bag, they're so good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm super into it. So Allison Livey, tell me your Bravo story. It's like a how we met love story. Like, when did you start watching Bravo? When did you start watching Housewives? What other shows do I have like 17,000 questions
oh my God.
For you?
And
tell
I'm
me.
Happy to talk about those all day,
okay,
every day.
Okay, phenomenal. So
I,
into it.
I don't remember when I started watching Bravo. I remember watching the old Queer Eye on it, though. So definitely a long time ago. Oh, my God.
Back in the day.
Way back in the day. Like, before, like, when it was, like, just James Lipton and Queer Eye. And it was, like, the pre-Andy Cohen era.
And shout out to Carson Kressley, by the way, who guested on Potomac this week, which was so strange.
How fun and weird.
It was kind of strange. I think he, like, did it as a favor for Karen's Alzheimer's. I mean, not Sylvia. Like, I forget why, but, like, for her Alzheimer's.
I never know what
thing.
Any of their charities are.
Right. It was,
neither do they.
No, they really don't. It was a lot. I just have to say, shout out to I want to hear your Bravo story, but shout out to Karen for going through very public tax issues with her husband on and off camera, and then saying that she's throwing a charity dinner, but checks had to be made out to her LC, and she said that she needed the tax write-off, and then, like, castigated all of the women who were like, why can't I get a write-off? It's my money. It was, like, phenomenal.
Whoa.
And I just a spoiler alert for all Housewives fans who aren't watching Potomac, you need to, like, do yourself a favor and watch the season, because it's crazy. But Allison Libby, back to you. Yeah, you have to get into Potomac. It's so good. That's essentially, that was what this week was.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
I love when there's crime involved.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, fraud. So that's, and she's, like, amazing.
She's the LVP of Potomac. She's, like, the grand dame.
Grand dame.
Whatever she is. So tell me everything. So you were watching Queer Eye.
I remember watching that.
Before it was on Netflix.
But there wasn't a bunch of other stuff on Bravo at the time. It was like pre-Housewives. And then I remember when The Real Housewives of New York premiered. I remember Orange County too.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was kind of in and out on it. But like New York, I'm like, these are people I know. Like, this is a real.
Don't they feel like people you know or people that you see on the street?
Yeah. Jill Zarin looks like my mom when she was younger. Like, I mean, not like if you looked at them next to each other, people would be like, I don't see it. But like, as someone who grew up with, I'm like, oh, there's a lot of similarities there.
Are there personality similarities too? Is your mom like Jill?
No. I mean, she has like some of it. She's still like a Jew from the tri-state area.
Oh,
so
okay,
like,
great.
She still is, there's some just inherent overlap, but she's not like Jill.
Interesting.
But she loves Diet Coke, so.
Who doesn't?
I mean, it's my favorite.
Did we ever find out if Jill only drinks Diet Coke because of addiction? Remember when Winona was like, you're an alcoholic, and she was like, cool, I just went to AA with like a friend as a support, I don't have a drinking problem. But it was like very strange.
Yeah,
I felt like there's another story there.
I don't think that Jill,
because I feel like she would tell us.
Yeah, she's so open and like,
right,
you know, I would feel like on that show too, it'd be like, here's a storyline for me, like,
right.
But now Luann's like, hold my beer. Like, literally.
Literally.
I love her.
Oh, my God. Who's your favorite? So, New York is your favorite to watch still?
Yeah.
What other franchises do you watch?
I watch Orange County because it's kind of like a voyeuristic garbage. Like, they're garbage people. My real problem with watching Orange County is knowing how many of them probably voted for Trump.
They are probably. I feel like Andy did a whole thing. I don't remember who told us this, but there was some inside scoop that I think Damien and I talked about in an episode of like who is the most Republican leaning franchise.
I think it's Orange County.
I think Andy talked about it in one of his books too. Like Orange County,
it's a very conservative area,
and Jersey is also pretty conservative.
Well, yeah.
Like Siggy was a Trump supporter, which I was like, sick
of
me.
Girl.
Why?
No.
That's the
and I have that issue with Southern charm too, because you know
think most of them.
I don't even know if they vote.
I feel like Shep probably like wrote himself in.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Thomas Ravenel, T-Rav, maybe rest in peace because he's allegedly been fired. 100% like,
I mean,
dies for Trump.
Yes. And JD, yeah, he does too.
I know.
But I hate that
JD.
Piece of shit.
JD, there wasn't enough of a focus. Southern Charm.
They started like, we're going to go in on this.
And I was so into it. And then it just fell off. Just, I think because like, Ashley came to town.
Yeah, and it's like,
and
what are we not going to talk about? This crazy lunatic?
No.
She's out of her mind.
Wait, so OC, no, this is, I love it.
And Beverly Hills is like my, and like also I was my mom was a Days of Our Lives watcher and I watched it with her.
So you know
and
Eileen.
So Rinna and Eileen were both on it when I was watching.
Oh, how are they as actors? Are they better actors or wives? Housewives?
Eileen's a better actor than she is housewife.
Yeah.
And Rinna's a better housewife than she is actor.
Oh, snap.
But I mean, the role she played was played by like two other women over time too.
Oh, and, I didn't know that. Did she quit and then come back?
Billy. I don't remember like the context, but
there really is
somebody played her and then Rinna played her and then the original came back. I think, I don't know. They're always, soap operas are weird.
Cause they go for on for so long.
For so long. And like people come back, like actors will return and just play a different character. And you're like, that person already exists. What are you doing?
I remember watching General Hospital like a little in junior high, I want to say. And then it was just like too much. Like I needed like them to repeat an episode. I couldn't keep up.
It's hard to keep up. And so my mom would tape it. During the day, and then she would watch it on like an actual VHS tape, and then she would watch it at night or in the afternoon.
And
when
you would
she
watch it
home,
with her,
and it'd be when I got home, and so she'd be watching it, and I'd be around. So I was watching it.
Oh my god, I'm so into that. Yeah. Love bonding.
So I love the Beverly Hills ladies. Zarin.
So who's your favorite Beverly Hills housewife?
You know, this season it was Rinna. She really.
You thought she brought it this season?
She didn't bring it, but I loved her. I thought, like, I was just, like, finding myself just, like, every scene she was in, I was like, I'm loving what you're doing. Like, you're really, you could tell that she's very happy. And
she
that made me happy.
Oh, I'm so intrigued by that.
Otherwise, I'm really out on Kyle. This season especially, I was just like, I don't care for you anymore. Like, you're bringing nothing.
Erica's
obviously the most watchable.
Okay, so what did you think about Erica during the reunion when Erica, like, the lights were off?
It felt like she was possessed. What was that? Why was it like that?
So she said that she had a migraine, which nobody talked about during when they were actually shooting it, which makes me think that it wasn't. I just didn't understand the migraine of it all. But it felt like she was very disconnected personality-wise and not necessarily physically.
It wasn't even her. Yeah, she didn't look like she was covering up being in pain.
Right.
But, like, and migraines, I mean, you can't, like, if she had a bad migraine, you can't be in studio lights, you know?
Right.
Like, you would have had to be like, I can't do this today.
And when Yolanda struggled through her Lyme journey, like, you could see
you
the
could
physical
see
discomfort.
That,
you could see her brain was like, I don't know how to put words.
She didn't want to be there for some reason,
right.
But I don't know what that reason was, because, like.
Do you think she's gotten too big for her britches?
I think it's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she's intimated that she'll be back next season.
Interesting.
So,
I wonder, like, what's going on at home? Like, you know.
What do you think about her and Tom?
I feel like early on when I saw them interact, I was like, oh, this, like, whatever this is now, like, this started as something real. Like,
right.
I think that they genuinely do care for each other. And
yeah,
they genuinely 100%. Like being around each other. But he's very, I mean, he's, what, 85?
He's in his 80s.
Yeah. So, like, you are going to just have a lot of distance the older someone gets, probably. I mean, I'm sure they have, like, nothing to do with each other anymore.
And I feel like she had a job, and her job was being his wife. And then she was also Erica Jane, because that didn't start with the Housewives. And then she became a TV star. And I think that Erica Jane just eclipsed Erica Girardi.
Yes, fully.
And there are rumors that they are sort of separated.
Well,
now
she, lives in a separate house, right?
Right. Well, they have, their house could envelop two to seven houses
easily.
So I feel like maybe they're just in separate wings, or someone sleeping in that chapel.
I mean, if we're talking about houses, though, PK and Dorit's house is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. What is that house?
It's nothing. Well, allegedly they don't own it. So when
of
they say that
they
selling
don't.
It, it's someone else, and like Mauricio's representing like the real person with money.
No, I mean, because that house is a nightmare. I mean, that's so many homes in Beverly Hills. Like, they're all those, like, sprawling, gross, awful.
It's like a McMansion. Like, East Coast, we have McMansions on, like, Long Island and Jersey, and that's the LA version, I guess, which is so weird. What do you think about Dorit?
I don't like her.
But do you, like, die to watch her?
She is watchable. I do like how watchable she is. Like, she's stunning. Like, she makes terrible fashion choices,
she
and I want it.
Terrible.
And you know that
choices.
She like thinks she, like, I mean, she's trying to bring a look, and but like in the way that Erica does, but
she doesn't pay
season,
her gays $40,000 a month. No. That's the difference.
Yeah, and you can tell.
You really can.
You really can.
I'm glad she's on though, because I thought this last season of Beverly Hills was like a mess.
Yeah, I mean Teddy's coming back, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I was into Teddy just because I needed something.
Okay, yeah.
I know. She's not great.
She's
I know
not
she's
great.
Not great.
She's not great. But I know why they brought her on.
Because they needed
They needed somebody new, first of all. Because, like, even Dorit felt old after a couple episodes.
No, right.
She
they
really
needed
like,
a younger energy.
Yeah.
They needed Kyle minus, like, 15 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So what were your issues with Kyle?
I just didn't feel like, I feel like I used to always be on Kyle's side for fights. Like, I used to always think that she was like in the right and be like, no, this is like a reasonable, she's like, she was always the most reasonable of all of them.
Okay.
And I felt like this season she was like, And I know she's going through stuff with her, like, obviously that show comes out soon, and right. I'm sure there's
American
like a lot.
American Woman, which I haven't seen. I'm probably seen not going to watch
no,
it.
No, why would I? It's going to be terrible.
Can't. It's a lot. Well, if it was really bad, I would 100% tune in, but right. I feel like it's going to be like it's mediocre, be and I just can't, I don't have time for
I just don't
that.
Have time for a mediocre right. 100%. Show that isn't a Real Housewives franchise.
I know, totally.
But like, I feel like this season in particular, like, she was mostly whining. I wasn't really agreeing with her on a lot of things. Like, she was way overreacting to things. And I felt like I didn't like her fighting with Vanderpump at all.
Mm.
And I like when Vanderpump fights. She's a good fighter.
Yeah. And that she's like super cutthroat.
Yeah. And that was like, they've been friends for so long that it felt like weird. And, but it didn't feel like Jill and Beth. I don't know.
It was a lot.
There was just a lot. Like, I found myself not being on her side, nor finding her very entertaining.
Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
Yes. Always. I mean, I like it more than Beverly Hills, for sure.
Right? It's so much better.
This season was unbelievable.
This season, starting with, like, Jax having sex with Faith in, like, an old woman's apartment while she was there, while Faith was working as, like, a home health aid worker person, mm-hmm. was, like, everything I've ever needed. And they're filming for season 7.
I know. They're engaged.
They're engaged. And both of them in their social media posts were like, we're engaged and you're going to see it on season 7. Like, they both gave shout-outs not only to the fact that they were filming season 7, but also to their like terrible jeweler for that like horrific halo diamond
ring.
It was so bad.
But of course, that's
one diamond for every person he's cheated on her with. I mean, it was like that.
It would have to be bigger.
It was bad. So
I
many
mean, she deserves so much better.
She why is this happening? Like, why do you think? Do you think Brittany's staying
set,
with him?
Her mom set that blueprint to like stay with garbage men.
Yeah,
I feel like she.
Is her mom in a, remind me, is her mom in a bad relationship with like maybe her dad or like a stepdad?
Her mom's divorced and then remarried or something like that. But like,
I didn't watch the spinoff.
I think, oh, I did.
Oh, okay, so everything.
Though I still am not fully sure like who was doing what.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's very confusing.
It's very
weird. But like, I feel like they're that kind of family, that religious Southern thing where women are like, the man is right. Even if he treats you like garbage, you stand by your man. That's what a woman does. And like, I think that she undersells herself as being worth anything. Like, I don't think that Brittany has like tragically low self-esteem, but I think that like she was taught from a young age that like you're always less than a man. So
she's just so bubbly and like positive
fun
and such
and
a
nice,
like
and
a,
they all love her. Like, for someone to go into that cast
and for Stassi to like love you and not want to like nail you to a wall. Like she did Sheena.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
oh my God. Is there a more tragic human on television than Sheena Shea?
Okay, so I went to LA a couple weeks ago, and I went to See You Next Tuesday. And I honestly, I had gotten into like a little accident in a boutique earlier in the day that like fucked up my toe.
Oh,
so
no.
I know I had to go to a CVS and get like medical tape that matched my pedicure. Okay. And then a friend of mine was like, are we going out? And I said like, yeah. And I knew it was obviously Tuesday, which is like,
yeah.
I plan my travel plans around making sure I was there over a Tuesday. And so I said, I just don't know. I was really upset about my Joe, you guys, I'm the worst. And my friend was like, we have to like go out. And he doesn't watch any kind of Bravo show at all. And so we went to See You Next Tuesday. And honestly, like meeting Sheena, who was working in Sir
She
Garb,
was working?
She was like, or whatever she was doing. She was walking around. Billy Lee was there. Obviously met James. James' Barbie girlfriend was there. Spent 20 minutes talking to Paul, which was like super awkward and strange. But it was honestly like an out-of-body slash out-of-toe experience. Like, it was so magical. And she's like, she seemed sweet.
I'm sure
her face looked
better,
rested,
okay,
and normal. Not, you know how sometimes she looks on, because all of the women on Vanderpump Rules die for like a heavy, deep contour.
Ugh.
And so Sheena just like, she seemed like a normal person.
Interesting.
It was really fascinating.
Because
she had a terrible season.
I find her to be the most tragic figure.
How so?
Her entire relationship was very, I mean, he.
With which one, by the way? With.
With
Hubs or with Rob?
Rob.
Yeah.
Because, like, that marriage, like, I think she actually did love. That seemed like.
Yeah, I think she loved him.
Yeah, it was like doomed from the start.
100%.
But Rob, like, I mean, and I know part of it's the edit, like, that they edit it so to create the drama of, like, there's so many shots. But, like, I don't know. She really was like, he loves me. I love him. We're going to have babies. This is all happening. And he's like, I mean, yeah, whatever. She's fine for now. Like, it's just.
Right.
He didn't. Like, she just couldn't get the hint. And then she thought all of her friends were just jealous of her relationship and reality that was like not even close to true.
It was like the opposite of that.
I think she's a very lonely person, and I think she's been alone for a very long time.
And she's also seems like one of those people who needs to be in a relationship because they define themselves more than Brittany. I would say Brittany might feel like I have to give him another chance because I love him and whatever.
But she's not. Yeah, Sheena defines herself by the men she's
right. Like
with.
I am this woman.
Yes, I am a wife. I am a girlfriend. Right. This is my.
And is she in another relationship now? I forget. I know Stassi is.
Yes. Oh, God. Patrick.
Oh, my God. Patrick was so...
He was so much worse than I was even ready for him to be.
He was Camille Grammer season one on steroids. Like, he was elitist, patronizing,
so patronizing
sexist.
To her. And, like, Stassi... I find Stassi to be an idiot, but I also find her to be kind of smart. And like,
yeah, no, I think Stassi's smart. Like,
the way he spoke... She's the only one that went to college of all of them, I think.
Oh, interesting.
Or wait, maybe that's not true. I might have made that up.
It's okay. It counts. We said it out loud.
We know Kristen didn't.
We know Kristen went to the School of Hard
and
Knocks.
We know Jax didn't. And I don't think that Sandoval has been.
No.
I don't know if Sandoval's
in maybe
high
like
school.
A modeling academy. He like graduated with honors from like Cynthia Bailey.
I try and figure out like who I think the dumbest person on that show is, and I just can't land on someone. Like every time I think I figured it out. Somebody else like does something where I'm like, oh wait, I think it might be Schwartz.
I was just about to say, I think it actually might be
Schwartz.
Schwartz
went to college. The others, yeah? Schwartz and maybe Stassi didn't. I don't know, but Schwartz did, and that blew my mind because Katie didn't, and she's so much smarter than him.
Oh my God, Katie is a lot. What do you think about that marriage? You think it'll last?
I think it will. I think that they don't really care, and are like, whatever.
Her leper tattoo like gives me anxiety.
The forearm tattoos on that show are getting out of hand.
There are
they all have. Yes, they all every single except for Stassi.
Oh yeah, because she's like a little bit of a princess.
Yeah,
so interesting.
But Kristen, Brittany, Sheena, Ariana, and Katie all have tattoos like around here, and they're all like the same.
So you watch Vanderpump Rules more happily than you did Beverly Hills.
I found Beverly Hills to feel more like school.
Oh my God. And was Vanderpump was your recess?
Yes.
Oh my God. I love that.
I don't know why Beverly Hills doesn't. I watch it, but I don't like it.
I totally agree with you. And I feel like it's just slowly dying a death and nobody wants to put it down.
Because no longstanding franchise has closed down yet.
Right.
You know, anything from the first couple years.
Right. Some of the new ones have died. Obviously, DC lasted, I want to say, two.
One.
I watched it. I forget. Okay. It might have been just one.
Yeah.
Right. With Mikhail and Tarek. Nightmares. And then Miami was three.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the only way to move Beverly Hills forward is to probably recast.
Refresh.
And I don't know.
And New York
know.
Did that and it worked.
New York did do that. I mean, it worked eventually. It was a bumpy road.
There were a couple years.
Yeah. But they got their shit together. I mean,
and now
they had
like
to clean house.
Powerhouse.
Do you think that Beverly Hills can't because Kyle and LVP have amassed too much power behind the scenes? Obviously, LVP with Vanderpump Rules and Kyle just by the nature of, I don't know, Kyle?
I think for sure, I mean, Vanderpump's one of the best people on the show. Like, she shouldn't go anywhere. But at the same time, like, she's going to be like, here's who should be. Like, I think that.
Do you think that Vanderpump is one of the best people on the show? Or do you think her history?
I think her history more
like
than
her Wikipedia is
like this
stronger.
Season, it wasn't. I mean, she didn't really do much.
She did a lot about puppies.
Yeah. Also, we're going to need that to stop.
Yeah, Vanderpump Dogs. I forgot to visit. I actually would have, but I just 100% forgot while I was in La La Land.
Yeah.
But it feels a little bit like something's got to change. I don't know if they're learning any lessons. And then we look at the trailer for OC.
I haven't seen that trailer yet.
Oh, my God. It's really bad. So the trailer was delayed. It was supposed to go out on a certain day, and it didn't. And, you know, people were tweeting Andy furiously being like, when is the trailer happening? He's like, we're working on it. Whatever. We'll send it when it's ready to go.
Also, imagine tweeting furiously at Andy Cohen that you need the trailer for season 10 of Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, I 100% wish
11?
I had, like, I think it's 13 of OC, which is
because we're
magical.
In 10 for New York.
We're in 10 for New York. I'm already talking about 11 for New York because I, like, can't get enough of New York. It's so good.
Magic.
But the trailer for OC is like, there's like, you know, it's very Star Wars, like in a land far away. There's like script on the screen about how like in the fight between love and war or whatever, there's like a middle ground or whatever. And then it cuts to like, I don't even know what to call it. Just like a reel of them falling on the ground, sort of having
fun?
Like kind of like naked wasted, but not really. But there's no arc there. And there are two new housewives and I don't know what to think about them.
Two?
Yeah, two.
Is Peggy gone?
Peggy's gone. Peggy was like one.
One of the worst people they've ever put on television.
Right?
Like bad, like not a bad person.
She was.
She's just bad TV.
She, as she proudly says, she was the 100th housewife, which was obviously an accident. And it's not like they were like, let's look for the absolute best for number 100. We found Peggy. But is
her hair confused me too much? Oh my God,
her hair was so bad.
What's happening? When rich people don't have their hair under control.
And also, how rich was she? I didn't understand how like cars make you wealthy.
I don't either.
It was very weird to me when she would like talk
also,
about
them. Also,
people
who spend a lot on cars, I'm always like, you don't understand how money works.
Right? Not that I do.
But I would
but, like,
definitely
I know
spend it on clothing.
That they don't.
Like, you know, I'm an idiot. But like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's something about lavishly overspending on crazy cars that
yes.
I'm just like,
it's
why?
So weird.
It's, and maybe New York, like, it's just not a car city. So you're
right. No, we don't care. We take the train.
But like, I don't know.
It's weird to spend like $500,000 on cars. But also they sell cars. So I get like why they feel like they would need to have it. But also like who needs like a neon yellow bumblebee car?
Yeah.
It's just, it's not a great look. But luckily Peggy is gone. Megan King Edmonds is gone, which is so sad to me because I just.
I'm all right with that.
Oh, are you? Tell me
like
everything.
Her.
What didn't you like?
I felt like she was boring.
Yeah.
I thought
she is the reason that Brooks Ayers is no more.
I mean, she really did like bring it when she had to, but
yes.
any like I think when she inserts herself into other things, she's really good at it. But her story and her personal stuff is so dull. I don't care if you're having a baby.
Oh yeah, no, I agree that her being pregnant doesn't mean anything, but
and
like her
relationship
bringing it with
is
women.
Weird.
Yeah, you think Jimmy Edmonds is kind of a piece of shit?
I think he is. I think he is. Like, and it felt like I always felt
he
like she was...
making candles.
Yeah, what's that? That's weird.
I don't know. I liked it,
any
though.
Human being that's making candles.
It.
It's weird.
I liked it.
I just like... I feel like she thinks she's more of a thing than she is. Like,
wait, but I think she's a thing, Allison Livey. I really do. I'm so into MKE. I thought she was so smart. And I was also rewatching season 12 the other day for absolutely no reason.
Oh, sure.
As one does.
You should.
And she just really brought it, even in the terrible reunion. She just was so good. So on her point, like holding people accountable, several people. I think she's so smart. So well spoken. She has like a weird cadence in her voice. So when she first started, I thought I was going to hate her because she came from my beloved Shannon Bedore. But
I mean,
she really grew on me. Like, I'm very sad she's gone, but I think that she will be back, much like Lydia McLaughlin came back for no reason to make Christians look like pieces of shit and is gone again. I think that MKE could totally be back maybe when the kids are like toddlers or something. Like, when she doesn't have to deal with like newborn twin babies.
Boys.
She had two babies.
Two?
Yeah, she did a Beyonce photo shoot. She literally duplicated Beyonce's like I'm pregnant photo shoot, which is magical.
That's
like at the throne.
Crazy. That's
so
a crazy
good.
Thing to
but
think
it's also
that you
like,
should do.
Don't you wish that had been recorded for posterity?
Of course.
For I would have died for it. So she's not back. And
like,
so
show me the conversation where she was like, I have an idea.
No, so she scrolled through Instagram and saw Beyonce and she's like, I'm that. I'm that now.
That's me.
I'm into it.
I'm this one. This is me.
so
this
good.
Is me.
I'm so into it.
That is really funny.
So Megan King is taking a little break from OC, which makes me so sad. But so
I mean,
it's
get
like,
rid of Tamara before you get rid of Megan. I hate Tamara.
Tell me ever. So a lot. I mean, Tamara is duplicitous and has been. Then she found Jesus. Then she found Eddie. I don't know. What do you think about Tamara?
I just think that like, I think that there is also a certain point. But then I don't agree with any of the, like, saying this about any of the women in New York, but like there is like, she's been on the show too long. Like, she's too in the world of the show.
She also recreates herself
a lot. Like a lot. And like I like when people do that. It's crazy. It's a crazy thing to do.
Yeah.
But she's done it so much. And like, I don't know who she's actually friends with. And like, her and Vicky is weird. Her and Shannon feels weird too.
I think her and Shannon, it's weird to rewatch last season's reunion because there were moments where Shannon was saying stuff and then Tamara would cut in and say kind of passive aggressive jokes where I was like, oh shit, is she doing that for camera time or is there like a weird...
Or is something happening
here? Right. And I wonder what's going to happen on this season because I think that there was a tiny little mini clip in the trailer of them fighting maybe. And then, you know, that whole reunion with them coming back and having that weird, awkward cry hug with Vicky Gumbelson,
I mean,
when they could have shot to kill and they instead were like, let's be friends again. I just didn't understand it. And that makes me think that this season is going to be them like palling around. Now, I, for
which
some,
is fun, like when they're,
it's fine, but that can't be everything.
No, no.
But like when they go out, great.
They go out.
They do go out. Vicky gets, you know, naked, wasted. I mean, like, genuinely, like, they go out, they get trash. I'm, like, super into it. But that can't be it.
But no one parties like New York. Those women literally are out doing cocaine until 4 a.m. every night.
I mean, the fact that Luann is the one that ended up in rehab and not crazy. Dorinda or Ramona.
Or Sonia.
Although Sonia, I don't think, has a drinking problem. Sonia has a Sonia problem. Mm, and that I exhibits agree. Itself through, yes. like, crazy alcoholic kind of behavior, yeah. but it's just because she's trying to be Ramona and she just doesn't have a strong tolerance. Like, Ramona can have a bottle of Pinot Grigio.
Oh, yeah.
For
oh,
that's breakfast. Easy. I mean, like, that's, you know.
They drink so much.
So much, so often. I mean, Bethany made $1 billion. Honking.
She's so Skinny rich girl. Now, which is crazy.
So your top three favorite shows are Beverly Hills, OC, and New York. What's your number one? What's your ride or die?
New York. If they canceled all of the rest of them and left New York, I would be fine.
So what do you think about this season?
I think it's amazing. Like, also, they came off of a season where it was like, how do we top this? How do you top?
Oh my God. I mean, they the bushes in Mexico.
They brought it.
Historical.
Like, that naked swimming reunion of Ramona and Bethany.
Yes.
I mean, they're so, just the trip alone was rich. The Berkshires last year was insane.
Oh my
Bethany
God,
pleading,
insane.
Don't marry him, don't marry him, don't marry him to Luann.
It's about and Tom, was, Allison. It's about Tom. And she did. And then they broke up after 7 months.
Ugh, I mean, feel bad for, like, on, like, she's a monster and she's a crazy person and she thinks she's better than everyone. And ultimately, I feel bad for Luann. I think that she has been, like, she just wants to be in love with someone.
I think that she believed so forcefully that she was going to win at love because she couldn't win at business.
Yeah.
And she couldn't, like, having a singing career or whatever you would call that, like a singles career.
Sure.
Is one thing, but she could never top the success and popularity and celebrity of Bethany Frankel.
Yeah.
And she couldn't top the old money quasi-socialite history of Carol.
Yeah.
And what she did have was something that both Ramona and Sonia craved,
which was
a happy marriage and a lasting marriage. And she just decided to shack up with a guy who was a playboy. She thought she could make a playboy into a husband.
Yeah.
And what we've seen is that you really, really can't, especially.
Leopard doesn't change his spots.
Really doesn't. Looking at Katie's arms on Vanderpump, Leopard stays forever.
Yeah, it's
no,
so
seriously.
Permanent.
It's so permanent. And it's just like this week's episode of New York was, it was so good. It was so emotional. I felt very confused that I wasn't crying because I will cry on the drop of a whatever.
Same for television.
Did you cry?
I sobbed at Queer Eye last night.
Oh,
like,
I'm so into it. Yeah, Queer Eye second season. I have to watch it.
Oof.
But what, I mean, what I thought this last episode, this
I
week.
I mean, Bobby.
And them starting with Bobby.
And he loved Bethany, like, no matter what happened, like, there was just, watching Jill and Bethany talk, I was like, this is more emotional than like real people in my life.
Watching Jill talk and just her face and her amazing glasses and the fact
she
looked great. And the fact that she was thinking about getting a shot glass for everyone, which I was like so into, because I know that Bethany was like making a smart ass comment about like, why weren't there gift packs?
Right.
But I also was like, oh, you know what? Jill would 100% make a gift. I
mean,
like,
she would 100%. Yeah.
It just made me so sad because Bobby is one of the best
husband.
So watching how Luann suffered through Tom versus like a man who was genuinely
he loved her so much.
He loved her so much and he just wanted to make her happy.
He did.
And it's just like swipe right for that kind of forever love. And the fact that he's no longer here, like I honestly am in total disbelief.
He was an institution.
He was an institution. And I like the
Met. With those tinted glasses
with those
and his hair product.
Glasses.
I mean, it's so, he's iconic.
He is iconic.
I remember when he died, like, I remember reading that he had died, you know, a few months ago or whenever that was filming.
God.
Being, like, genuinely sad.
I was honestly just
like, I've known him.
And
I've never met him.
All of, like, the other housewives, like, leaving, like, the black heart emoji on Jill's Instagram.
Oh.
Just everyone bonding together. I mean, it was, this week was a lot. I felt a lot of feelings, and please give me your thoughts on this.
Yes.
I don't know how I felt about the actual reunion, which Bravo has been hyping on a loop, and I had, like, with bated breath, been waiting for the moment where Jill and Bethany, like, are be strong together, you know, yeah. to coin one of her favorite self-branded phrases.
Yes.
I just felt a little bit like...
That wasn't where I wanted it to happen, and that wasn't how I want, like...
Yeah, it didn't go to a place that I felt great about.
No, because I don't feel like I went to a place where I was like, we're looking at step one of a long journey back to friendship. It right. didn't feel like that. It felt like, and I think it was important that she was there, and it was so
yeah.
moving. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, it was.
To like,
it was.
You know, like she, and, you know, she made it pretty clear, like, I'm here for Bobby, like, because we had a nice relationship.
But, and like, also, like, because Bobby loved me, yeah. she said over and over again, yeah. which I was like, cool.
Yeah, got
okay,
it.
Okay, got it.
Sure. He liked, it seemed like he loved everybody.
Yeah,
so.
He did. He was Bobby. But what did you
poor
think?
Poor Allie.
I know, Allie. What did you think about the actual scene outside?
It was like.
And also what she said to Sonia.
It was like, not funny. But it also wasn't, I mean, it was, but like when she was like, we're all alone, I was just like, oof, God, that was a lot to hear.
Because did you feel like it was too much Bethany making it about herself?
Bethany did try and turn that into like, I am Bethany, I'm still here. Like, I don't know, it just, I didn't love it. I felt like I need, and
guys,
I, it was too.
We needed the resolution.
It was too short, and I understand that's all it was, but like, I mean, halfway through Bethany was already walking away.
I also was super confused because I had read something, some like blog or tabloidy, whatever, or might have even been Page Six, which is like relatively reputable because
yeah.
they leak it.
Yeah.
They themselves leak
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
pages.
Always.
That Bethany
I
didn't...
love that they act like they don't.
They're oh, I
like,
know.
They're like, who put this in Page Six? It's like, it's she like, did.
100%. Like, I did. I myself did.
I put it in. I called.
And I said, third person.
And was like, here is something.
Here's how to spell my name. I had read that Bethany didn't actually attend the funeral itself, that she waited outside, like was mic'd for production and like waited outside for that moment. So I was fine with her attending because she should have attended the actual service. But then when she's like, and I decided to wait outside, I don't know why. And it's like, we know why.
We know why
you needed to record this. So that felt strange to me. I just wonder, I talked about this with Damien last week. Like, I wonder what the, and you need to give me your thoughts on this.
Yes.
How does production tape at an actual living, for lack of a lesser word, like funeral. Live funeral? Like,
I don't know.
How does that work? Was Bethany mic'd before she walked into the temple and then sat on a seat or whatever.
Because it did seem like what we saw was the actual end of that funeral when everybody was leaving.
Right.
So it's like, they didn't read it like, because you could believe like, oh, she went to the funeral, then they mic'd her, then they had this moment outside, but that didn't happen because that's when everyone was leaving.
Right.
So she was mic'd.
And she knew that it was it felt like there wasn't a whole gap of someone, a production assistant, saying to Jill, like, I'm so sorry for your loss. Like, we're going to pull you to, like...
It seemed like it was planned.
Yeah.
Which is always the thing that, like, it's hard to remember. Like, you watch these and you're like, ugh, what were the 5 minutes before this like? Because, like,
right.
What a nightmare. What am I not...
What am I not seeing?
Yeah.
It felt... It made me sad. It made me sad to see them together for a reason that was so devastating. I'm genuinely like heartbroken about Bobby.
I know.
It made me sad when Bethany talked to Sonia and said, I just came from the Shiva. I made a whole big thing of bringing my daughter. You think that this is a real moment because it's not recorded.
Right.
So I thought they were doing that to like start... Like, Bethany didn't need to go to the Shiva. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And she wasn't contracted to go and it wasn't recorded. So
right.
She did that to be a good person. And
right.
We need to give her kudos for that.
Yes.
Because I feel like those times are fleeting.
Absolutely.
And so shout out to Bethany. Mazel to you. So she goes to the Shiva. She says to her kid, she pulls her kid out of school, which I feel like is a big deal in
yeah.
a good way. Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
Says to little Bryn Hoppy, you know, we're going to this thing. Somebody died. You go. It's a Jewish wake. Whatever the fuck she said. They go to the thing. She says she has a nice moment with Jill, right? Am I making
right.
that up?
No, she I think she did.
And then she says in a confessional, so we had a great moment. I feel like she's humble, whatever.
Yeah.
I never want to talk to her again. Like, I'll communicate with her if she texts me, I'll text back. But I don't want to thaw what had been a very extremely icy relationship over
any
the
further.
Course.
Yeah.
Which to me was like, what is the point of this?
Then
if
why
you're...
go?
Right.
And why are we talking about it?
Right.
Like, that all felt very...
It felt like a missed opportunity. I also felt like Bethany was referencing several times that Bobby knew she was wrong. Jill apologized for being wrong. And it's like, sweetie, when this season airs, which is obviously airing now, people are going to come for you for the same reason that you and millions of others came for Jill.
Right.
So talking over and over again about how Jill finally understands why she was wrong while you're in the middle of an episode where you seem completely devoid of any kind of humility in the fight with Carol felt ironic in a way that you and I can potentially appreciate, but maybe not, you know, Skinny Girl HQ.
Yes, I agree.
So for her to then say, Jill is really humble now, but I don't feel like in this place of mourning and hashtag new beginnings that I am
new beginnings.
That I'm like 100% interested in having an actual true relationship with her.
Right.
Was like a real stunted missed opportunity. Yeah, no,
I think so. And like, if she doesn't want to have a relationship with her, like that's fine. And she's allowed to like choose that. But why?
I mean,
why are we talking about how you're not going to talk to her anymore?
Right. Like, why say that?
Then just have that be something that you're doing and like, don't bring it on camera.
I feel like she was doing it to put, I don't like, know
put
if
the
I'm
past to bed.
I think I'm so angry at Bethany right now that it's like, it's hard for me because I miss old Bethany so much, but I felt like that was a little bit of a jab or it came across as a little bit of a jab and it was so unnecessary
to do that. Jill just lost her husband. Like, do you need to also then be like, and I don't want a relationship with her either. Like, it's so
can you understand egregious. Why she would say that?
No.
I just genuinely don't get it.
I don't know. It was very confusing because I was like, this is the beginning. And then it was not.
Right? And I also feel like the Bethany and Carol fight is so intense.
It's a lot happened. There's so much happening that we don't know.
That we 100% don't know. But I feel like Bethany needs an ally. And why would she cut off a potential ally at the knees?
I know.
When she could be, is it because she just doesn't want to get Jill back on camera? Do you think that's why it is? So
possibly.
She's like, we can't
and she's
be
a producer,
friends?
So.
Of what?
Like, Bethany has a producer credit on.
Eh?
On Real Housewives.
What?
She does. I'm 99% sure she has a producer credit.
I mean, she whether or not she has a producer credit, she has a producer credit. But, like, does she have a producer credit? I didn't think she had, like, an actual
one. I think she does.
Really?
Which is more a money thing than anything else. It's a money grab because she's going to get paid on the back end as a producer as well.
Right. I mean, like, she has a lot of power.
I don't know.
Either way. What do you think about Bethany? What are your thoughts on Bethany? So you're a diehard for New York. What do you think?
I mean, my Dorinda is my number one.
Yes.
I mean, what is not watchable about that woman? Oh, everything she does is perfect.
Tell me all your thoughts about Dorinda.
She's perfect. I love that I like took a Bethany question and turned it into a Dorinda
question.
No,
I love it. That's
which is what Bethany
100%.
Would do if it were flipped.
That is. I know that.
She'd be like, I'll tell you about Dorinda.
Caduce
I'm Bethany.
To you.
Like,
caduce you. So have you loved Dorinda from the start?
Yeah, from day one. I was like, this woman is out of her mind. Her relationship is fully insane. But I like get everything about her and John. Like, I get John. Like,
what do you,
I get
what do you get? Tell me
I wouldn't
get.
Want to be with him, but I get why
teach
she
me your
is.
Talent. Tell
I
me why you
like
understand.
Dorinda's all about fun.
Yes.
And John is fun. Like,
he's sweaty, grimy 80s cokehead fun.
Yes, but so is she.
True.
That's her. I mean, like, Dorinda's like a little like rough around the edges.
She is.
She gets super drunk. You know, he's getting super drunk. He takes like also he loves her more than she loves him. And that's a nice position to be in, I think, for
that's
Dorinda.
What, I feel like that's what I have been told to do.
Yeah, I've never found it. But it sounds
I've never
great.
Found it. But it sounds like it's
but
an
like,
amazing
he's
power
always
position.
Like the one who's like, maybe I'll move in. Maybe I'll do that. And like, right. She's like, I don't know. I'll see you like next Thursday.
She like went to that Italian restaurant and was like joking to him a couple seasons ago. Like, do you, it's not like you have a ring. And he's like, I have a ring.
Yeah,
she's like, we're not. We're
he
not
will
that.
Marry her tomorrow. And she's like, I don't know. I mean, I think things are fine the way they are. Like,
what did you think about the plane confessional when she was a slump?
I mean,
sloppy drunk mess, and it was because
she's got some real demons.
Do you think that she should stay with John, or do you think that she should?
I think she should. I think
she should stay with him.
I think he treats her well.
But don't you think they're feeding each other's like shitty behavior?
For sure. I think that there is like real substance use problems happening in that relationship that goes around and around and around because it's just encouraging each of them. But I do think I have heard some things that, like, maybe things in her previous relationship weren't amazing.
Oh, drop the tea right now.
I don't know, like, specific
details. Doesn't matter.
Details.
Tell me everything.
But I think it was more combative than
her and Richard.
Yeah.
Tell me specific details.
I can't reveal.
Oh my god! Much. No,
it was this was like a friend of a friend that told me from another friend.
That's real. That's politics winning.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what? Like they would scream at each other. Richard was like a mess.
I mean, I think that we can see that in Dorinda that she's like a little.
You know what? I keep thinking that like Dorinda's broken because her love of her life husband died, but she might have always been broken. I never actually thought about it. I think she's always, and I mean, I have no idea.
She only talks about him lovingly, and I think that they were together for a long time, and he died. That's really sad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think that she should be with someone who's just head over heels treating her well. John's been shitty to her girlfriends, but I think he's always good to her, and I think that she should be with somebody that's good to her.
Really?
Yeah. Can't you tell that there's just a little bit of a darkness in her?
There's 100% darkness in her. Just ask Sonia.
I mean, yeah.
What did you think for her? I mean, scenes for next week, she's coming for Sonia because Sonia is wearing her ex-husband's signet ring, which is it's a beautiful ring, but sweetie, when she's she calls it our family crest, and it's sweetie, no. You were asked to leave. God. Why do you even have it?
I want to know so much more about that marriage.
And it's, yeah, as do I. And he's remarried again. He might have an additional ex-wife after her.
Yeah.
I think she was number three, and then he met number four. I mean, it's not.
Sonia's been broken forever, too.
Right. Sonia
she just needs to be loved, and I don't think ever has been.
Do you think she ever will be? I mean, there was Frenchie, there was Rocco, who may or may not have been gay.
Yeah.
She makes weird choices. I don't know that someone with real money would want to be with her.
No one with real money would want to be with her. I think I have more in the bank than Sonia. That's my guess. And I don't have a lot of money.
I mean, French Soul, when she was talking about those shoes, and she's like, it's my very first licensing deal, so now I have some cash flow. And I'm just thinking, how much cash did they give you to license your... I'm thinking, a couple K, which I would 100% not turn down. But,
how if much... That's how if that's changing your financial status,
right,
you're not in a good place. As a rich person, I'd be thrilled to get a couple thousand dollars from somebody.
Oh, 100%. I would die for it.
I would if anybody wants to give me a couple thousand dollars.
Babin, can you hear us? We love you.
Great. Bye. I just feel the whole apartment why doesn't she just sell the apartment?
Yeah. Why is she leasing or why is she renting?
I think
she probably couldn't find a buyer. She wanted
it's
a buyer
because
really it's really expensive and really not great. It's super
so
old. It doesn't look, I guess the refresh is good, but the refresh puts it in a place that it should have looked just for someone to walk in on their first day. It doesn't make it look amazing. It's not like she's restaging
it. It's not like she updated the kitchen.
Right.
You know?
No, it's still
an old
super
kitchen.
Old.
I don't understand why she doesn't just take the loss. I mean, she didn't buy that place. So
right, her husband did.
Sell it for whatever, and who knows what the contract,
yeah,
she got the apartment,
gets a cut,
but
maybe he gets a cut if she sells it or something.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows what that structure is, and it's fucked up and she doesn't win out. But
totally.
Just sell the apartment, buy a smaller place, and have money.
Right. I feel like she's on her way. I feel like Sonia is sort of on her way to understanding how life works just a little bit more this season.
Yes.
For example, her talking about her businesses this week. And, before she would say, I have a luxury lifestyle brand.
International luxury lifestyle brand.
100%. And now she's
you could say those words in any order.
100%. Die for it. And now she's I have creative outlets. Which is a little closer to the truth.
Yes. That's much more
real.
Yes.
Now she has a coupon cabin style, albeit not successful, app.
Yes.
Right? Where people can go. I've never been on it. No. I should probably download it. Guys, I just gave myself homework for next week. Where people can go and I don't know what's there. Read her bio, maybe.
But that's fun.
See photos of Sonia in the city, gallivanting with her sexy Jay. I don't know. There's...
She is a gallivanter.
She is a gallivanter. And it's so interesting to me that, that Lou is the one that landed in the clink and then, in rehab kind of...
I don't think she's going to stop drinking, right? She can't. Well, it's so important that she's drinking.
There have been some I know it is. It's very important to us that Lou continues drinking. There were some like photos or somebody that someone had, or people like spotted her drinking at something. And it landed, of course, in Page Six, the Manhattan Bible. And I think she was like smoking pot too, but I don't know.
Good
I mean, like,
her.
Right. I think Luann's thing was that she used the word like I was binging. And I think that was 100% spot on. And there were rumors about Luann binge drinking, when she was still married to the Count. So this is not behavior that's new. And it's also not behavior that's new to New York. Obviously, everybody there has some sort of addiction.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of
potential, if not opportunity. But for Lou, I think she probably used drinking as an outlet throughout bad marriages.
Yes.
And it wasn't just with Tom. And this has just been leading up. Right. But over the course of like maybe
decades.
More than a decade. Right. 100%. Yeah. Like this is just something. And also she came from that European lifestyle and whatever. And I'm sure. Yeah. And they were partiers or whatever. And I'm sure all of that led her to the place that she's in now. But she just realized, not herself, but, you know, via a court and felonies, that focusing on drinking as a salve when you're in a shitty personal crisis is not actually a great aid.
No.
And so she came back. I mean, like, even in Carol's blog this week, which was not as great as her last ones, if you read them,
Does someone ghostwrite Carol's blog?
Okay, do you think that... Well, Carol was saying, like, good things about Luann, like... being humble and that it's like real. And Bethany said that too. Like everyone's saying like Luann has come down to earth. But do you think that Aviva was right? That Carol had a ghostwriter for her book about her dead husband and also maybe her blocks?
Why can't Carol finish a 1-page article for Cosmo in time? Like what's happening that like, I don't, you know,
right? That's a good point.
If you're a writer and like, I know she's got a schedule or whatever, but like I'm a writer and like, I hate deadlines too. But like, if somebody's like, you owe me something, I'm like, okay, I should do that. And like, I can, because I'm a writer.
Do you think she was...
I don't think that Carol can't write. I think she just doesn't feel like it.
Oh, that's a very good point. I felt like she was sort of doing that a little bit for the camera, but she did do that on her old book with her old agent, and nothing happened with her cookbook with Adam, and I don't know if that was because they broke up or because she couldn't get her shit together or because she and he couldn't get their shit together. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that
maybe there is a ghost, right? Like, I don't know. I can't, I haven't read her book, so it's like hard
I haven't read her book. I heard it's really good.
Somebody told me it was good and I was like, oh, I should read that. And I just never really got around to it.
I feel like she
it.
Was on Oprah. Like Oprah was really into it, which is always like
good.
A show that it's like a good sign. If you get like the Oprah seal of approval. Yeah, I find myself Team Carol. I've had listeners reach out to me.
I'm Team Carol. But
you are Team Carol. Okay. I've had listeners reach out to me being like, you don't understand that there's like a heavy pro Bethany faction out there. And guys, it's not that I don't understand. I just disagree with you. In this fight, it's Carol's fight to lose. It's no longer Bethany's fight to win.
Yes.
Because I think that Bethany has already lost.
Yes.
In so many ways that for me, like leading up to the reunion, which I'm so sad that like we're even like halfway there or whatever.
Cause we are.
Like this, I feel like they haven't gone to Columbia yet. And there's like still like, when they like almost die, which is like phenomenal.
I mean, there needs to be footage of everything.
Oh my God. It's going to be the Titanic. I'm like so excited. But there is still some stuff to go, but we are also, I would say halfway through, right? At least probably.
Yeah.
And I mean, Carol's killing the game with this, guys. You know, I have complicated. Yeah. I like literally got into a fight with Damien on last week's episode because he was saying something that I agreed with, but I like my brain like
won't go
broke.
There.
And so I was like,
no.
But Bethany's still okay. Like, it was like crazy. Like, I'm still grappling. But, you know, she's not playing a good game this season.
No.
If she kind of invented the housewife business game, she's losing the housewife
friendship
game. And it's not a great look.
Well, Bethany, I think the problem is like she's like her style of friendship is having one very close friend and being like whatever with everybody else and like using that as like an escape to like pull away from everyone else. And I think she more needs that person than she needs it to be Carol.
Oh, yeah. I 100% agree with that. But then what happens when she loses that person?
I don't know. We haven't really seen Bethany unattached in a while.
And who does she have? She has Sonia, but it feels
like
such an uncomfortable...
She's forcing that because...
She doesn't have a
choice. She has no other choice. It's not going to be Ramona. It's not going to be
Lou.
Lou.
Although she told Lou she loved her this week, which I was like, what? But like, yeah, Lou was crying and like in rehab, so right. I get it.
It's not going to be Tinsley. She hates Tinsley.
She hates Tinsley.
And it's Dorinda's kind of not there for that. Like, she's not, I think Dorinda gets close to everybody. Like, she's not going to be the Carol who will, like.
But she's, Dorinda would never be a sycophant.
Exactly. Like, she's doing her own thing. She's fine. You know?
Right.
I don't know. So what are we going to see from Bethany without, like, somebody to, like, be an excuse to, like, leave parties or, like, team up and, like, I don't know.
And Carol has said so much online and in her blogs that I just don't see this, them being able to come back to each other.
No. And we have to have a big blow up down the road, right? Like, this is not.
With who?
Between the two of them.
I think it's going to be the reunion.
You think the reunion?
I don't know that there's going to be another blow up. Maybe there'll be a blow up in Colombia.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, I think that there will be a blow up of some kind, but like Lou's going to be on her best. Does Lou go to Colombia, by the way? I don't actually know. Maybe she's not allowed to like leave the country or whatever. Oh,
that's very possible.
I don't know. I feel like something will happen. I don't know if it's like with Ramona and Bethany or Dorinda and Sonia part 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see something happening, but I don't know if it'll be Bethany and
Carol.
But it's unfortunate. It's such good TV.
It's very good TV.
Speaking of very good TV, Tinsley.
Great. I remember the era of Tinsley and Bertie Bell and all of those women, and was obsessed.
Socialites, like true Lauren, New York, Santo Domingo.
Yes, true New York socialites.
And
really.
Tinsley was like the A-list. Tinsley was like a huge fucking deal.
She was a big deal. I remember I was interning at Yigal Azrael, the fashion designer.
Oh.
Just like
I never knew how to pronounce that. So thank you for teaching me.
You're welcome.
I loved it.
I didn't get any clothes, so it was not worth it. This was before I got into comedy, obviously. And one of my tasks one day was right before the fall New York fashion show was to bring an outfit to, was it Bertie Bell? I think it was to her.
Okay.
To her, like I had to drop it off at her apartment, and it was just like, she was so nice. And
wait, but did you have any interactions with Tins?
No, sadly. But I remember like it being important that she was at fashion shows.
Allegedly Tinsley and Scott have broken up again.
I've heard that.
Which I don't know if that's true, but fuck, she's having a bad week because Topper got remarried to like a super successful shoe designer.
Yeah.
And it looked like a beautiful, glamorous wedding. And Tinsley's on camera castigating her mother for joking about Scott needing to settle down or like jump ship or whatever. And then squeals at the idea of trying on wedding dresses on
them
camera.
Them crying over her harvested egg photos.
Oh my God.
I mean, what?
Wait, but.
So, they're not embryos. They're not just eggs.
But she kept calling them babies. And honestly, like Tinsley does play up some stuff for camera. But that felt sincere. That felt so sincere.
I actually loved her mom. I think that her overreactions are how she behaves. All of that stuff, like. Her getting arrested like years ago, like that's pre Housewives. Like
right,
that's
100%.
Not for a camera.
No.
That's how she lives her life.
Yeah, she's just
like when she dropped to the floor when Scott walked in, when she was supposed to see him the next day. It's not like he wasn't like away at war and it wasn't like, oh, when am I ever going to see him again?
Oh my God.
She was literally packing to fly to Chicago.
He was building a
coupon
cabin. She was so excited.
I think she's genuinely that. So like her just being like, my babies, like that was so real. I think that was very much how she would have reacted if they were not like filming it.
I could also watch her kiki with her mother for hours.
Hours. Dale.
Dale, who's so good. And they were on, I don't know if you ever saw Tinsley's like huge, huge flop of reality show High Society that was on several years ago. It was terrible.
Who made it?
I wanted to say like UPN. WB, I want to say, or something.
Whoa,
it was like very weird.
Pix
or CW,
11.
Right? it was only a couple episodes, one season. They're all on YouTube. Highly encourage people to watch them. Because then you'll understand why I was so against parts of Tinsley when she started, because she was giving a lot to camera. And it was very, 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 very fake.
Yes.
And Dale was on that show a lot. And it was very, very, very fake.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is them being as close to real as they possibly can be. And watching them film scenes together, because there are moments where she gets sharp with her mom where I'm like, that might be real.
Yeah.
When she's like, shut the fuck up. Like, that might be
her
a real
mom made
moment.
A like drinking comment and she like kind of fired back at her. And
yes.
I was like, yeah, this is them.
There's some
That's
stuff
how
there.
They act.
I wish that I saw more of, I want to say her name is Dabney. What's Tinsley's sisters? Because it's the Mercers.
Oh, yeah.
It was Tinsley and Dabney.
Dabney, I think, is it.
Who also, I think, is interesting and also is older also, like, and unmarried.
Those are names.
Yeah, those are, like, real. Like, we want to make sure that our family stays high society.
Did Tinsley write a book?
She did. I didn't read it. Neither did she.
It was fiction, right?
Was it? Either way.
Someone wrote a book, and it was about a socialite, and they named the main character Minty. And I will never forget that.
Wait, was that Plum Sykes? Plum Sykes has a book where I think Tinsley wasn't inspired by a character really good.
I know there's something. Was Minty the character?
It could have been. It was a while ago.
I just remember reading the reviews.
It could have been.
Maybe it was Plum Sykes. Yeah.
Or maybe it was Tins. Maybe Tins knows. Maybe Tins is Carol's ghostwriter, and that's a lesson we learned. That was their arrangement. That would be a
real nice full circle.
That would be a full circle moment. I'm excited to see how Tinsley may or may not defend Carol in the reunion and may or may not be buried alive by Bethany if she attempts to, but it could be kind of
Tins doesn't know how to fight. And Bethany is a heavyweight. Like, she is a pro fighter.
Which also makes me sort of scared for Carol, because I know that she's, like, found her voice again, mm-hmm. but I don't know that she will be able to.
You saying found her voice just reminded me of Sheena saying, "I got my smile back." I don't know why. It's just like,
oh my God.
Sheena spoke exclusively in inspirational quotes this season on Vanderpump Rules.
She did, and I'm so into it.
She was just like a human, like, forearm tattoo sentence. Like, just saying exactly, like, "I got my smile back." Like,
it's so good.
And, like, you know, she was, like, shitting herself when, like, Lisa was like, "Eat something, you're too thin." Like,
oh my God, yeah.
You know, she wrote a high on that for, like, a week.
Yeah, she was
I have
so
another
excited.
Reality question for you.
Tell me everything.
Do you watch Summer House?
I do. I didn't watch all of season two, but
because
I do.
Because the cast shuffling, they're filming now, or they start filming this week, I think. I don't know why I like the show so much. It is
no,
true
it's already, isn't it already almost going to air?
No,
I'm wrong. They have been filming because I've been reading trash about it.
So, like,
Steven got fired, the twins got fired, the Warbus twins.
Somebody sent me a blind item that the reason that they were fired is
they had done,
there's a lot of speculation, but I think they had some racist video possibly, and like Bravo Destroy has the only copy of it now somehow. And I'm like, how do we get this?
Wait, is it so bad that Bravo won't air it? Because you would think the opposite. Is Bravo afraid?
It's something that they did. Like, I think the story I remember heard was like, just like, "Hey guys," like YouTube video style, like, or like selfie or like Instagram story, but something super, super, so deeply damaging that it got them fired.
Did it happen while they were filming?
No. Like, this is something that's happened between last season and
like
the beginning.
Like, they used a bad word.
Like, something like that. I don't fully know. That was all speculation, but that's the rumor going around right now.
Well, I feel really...
Because, like, those twins were, like, the center of that show.
Well, I feel like Steven was the center. Steven
was the worst.
Oh, my God. I died for Steven.
I hated him. He got really awful in season two.
Do you think he got too bitchy?
He got too... Like, I was just,
I'm
like,
extremely bitchy, so I felt a kinship.
He's so weak. Like, I found him to be weak. Like, really? Not, I really, you know, obviously, like, I am on board, and therefore any kind of story about, like, coming out and, like, his journey to pride.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Was very
his
sweet.
Family sucks
his
so
family
hard.
His family sucks so hard. And, like, I think that's, like, still a very valuable story to tell on television.
Yeah, shout out to all the gays. I'm sorry that the President of the United States won't say happy Pride Month. But, like, happy Pride Month.
But
I love
pride.
All of you. I'm 100% going to marry one of you in, like, 5 to 7 years. I'm so excited about it.
But, like, that side of it, like, that I'm like, therefore, and like in the beginning I felt like he had a couple of like bitchy quippy like lines,
yeah,
but I think he was just so weakly just like in the pocket of like Lauren, and like then he was like bored by it, and I was like, but you're not doing anything to bring,
yeah,
like he just kind of like started shit and then got annoyed when that shit got like beyond him,
because he wouldn't really bring his relationships and dating into it. There was like some kind of like
the
European
of the,
royalty person that
yeah
he dated,
and then
the
like
start.
he meets a guy in season two and he kind of pops up, and then there's a little bit of drama over that or whatever, but like he sucked. He was the worst.
But what do you think is going to happen to Summer? Because like, who's left? What's
Carl,
her face?
Carl
is dumb.
Carl is the worst.
Kyle I saw in Hugh Kitchen several months ago and I died for his face. He's like, he looks beautiful in person. He also looks like he's wearing like 6 layers of makeup,
he
and I'm
is.
Super into it.
No, he is.
Die for it.
He's good TV. He and Amanda are good TV. I think that they're good at being on television.
He and Amanda are good TV because I keep thinking that Amanda is more intelligent than she actually is. So then when she gets like sloppy drunk mess falling all over herself, screaming at Kyle, them yelling at each other, then I'm like, oh my God, this is actually kind of surprising.
Yeah. I think she's way better than him.
She 100%. They're all
garbage. Just, Carl is like human trash.
Carl is such trash. But do you think he's going to... Well, I guess we don't care anymore if he's going to date the twin again, whichever Warbus he was dating.
I don't think that... I don't... Yeah.
Is there a Bravo show that you will not watch? Is there a show that happened where you were like, this is just beneath me?
Not beneath me, but I've touched down on a couple of things to be like, I'll try an episode of this and just never been able to get on board.
Like what?
There was, what was that, To Rome with Love?
Oh, I never watched
it. I just saw an episode because there was nothing else on and I was like,
it was like,
let's see what this is.
It was just like, women going to Rome to date, but I didn't understand why Rome.
And also
like, Rome.
The premise was like, I guess like it is a romantic city and like also that like, they kept saying that like Rome, like men, Italian men love black women.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know that that was a thing.
Is it?
I thought that Rome was like kind of racist.
Like, oh yeah, is it?
Is like I feel like it's one of those
like
cities
Italy
that is.
And Paris, right?
Yeah,
or like
yeah,
a
they're
little
like,
bit
they're
racist.
Like a little racist. And so it was just like a strange,
cool.
But also like I just like
oi.
I didn't want to see a bunch of like women like going on one date with a man who speaks bad English. Like it was just kind of not that exciting.
Did they at least like eat a lot? Like,
I don't know. It didn't really look.
I would just be eating my feelings at like some cafe.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
That and then New Orleans, Southern Charm, New Orleans. I just couldn't get into it.
So you love, well, you are super into Southern Charm which then, we will talk about in the after show, guys,
yes,
on TV Party.
I'm so excited.
I unexpectedly started watching Southern Charm, New Orleans. Because my roommate was like, watch it. And I was like, I don't know. And then I started, I think I watched like a Heart of One episode with her out of order and I didn't care for it. And then I watched the full season. And honestly, if you go in to Southern Charm, New Orleans, which you have watched a part of, because we were talking about that before the show, and it wasn't, you know, like the show is weird. Okay. But if you go in thinking it is not in fact Southern Charm, New Orleans, but Married to Medicine, New Orleans,
that makes more sense.
All about relationships and weird marriages and all of that shit. You're going to enjoy it. But if you go in thinking it's going to be like
Southern Charm
OG, you're fucked because it's nowhere close.
Yeah.
And it's all people like in sort of stable or deeply unstable relationships.
Yeah.
Which is, but like Southern Charm is its own crazy beast, having much like Vanderpump Rules, one of the best seasons of the entirety of its franchise, which is like magical.
This is the best we've seen it.
And the reunion was recorded in New York this week.
And Thomas didn't go, right?
Thomas didn't go, but Ashley did. And Ashley showed up. Ashley's call time, because you know, like they do this shit over the course of like one or two extremely long days.
Yeah.
Ashley's call time was 5 p.m. and she showed up at 8 in the morning. Because she is so fucking. Ashley is like one of the best supervillains.
She is out of her mind.
Because I want her to die.
Yeah.
Like I want her to no longer live.
So she's so easily hateable.
She's so easily hateable. Okay.
In
you
like
and
the
I,
best way.
You and I need to talk about this in the after show.
Okay.
Guys, two quick little reminders. Tweet Kristen Takeman, New York Housewife, and myself. Tweet Kristen Takeman at Kristen Takeman with the hashtag last night's look. Tweet myself too. You can do it on Twitter or Instagram and send us a fucking photo of you in any kind of outfits you can wear, an Andy Scrolls t-shirt and have, which I'll be wearing on the video after show, and have a nail polish from Pop of Color. Kristen Takeman is giving us Pop of Color nail polish to the winner. So guys, send us your photos because I want to see all of your smiley faces. And Allison and I are going to be on the TV Party Andy Scrolls after show, which will be up on Wednesday, and I want to pick your brain about Southern Charm, so that'll be super exciting. Allison Leiby, such a pleasure. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter, both of which are
just
at Allison Leiby with one L.
It. Yeah.
Oh my God. This was so fun.
This is so great.
Thank
this
you
is probably
so
what
for...
I would have done this afternoon, regardless of if there were microphones.
Oh my God. And we like recorded it for posterity, for the archives, for the historical archives.
Yes, for the archives.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure. Such a thrill. Can't wait to have you back on the show.
Anytime.
Love it. And guys, tell us all of your thoughts. Tweet us. And send photos of yourselves, you know, just like doing whatever. And we'll keep with you next week. Allison, such a pleasure.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys.